growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
It's so good to have you join us today. Thank you so much for joining us. We've actually been considering a really great topic. Yes, and that has been focusing on prayer. Prayer, how to pray God's word, understanding prayer, art of prayer, categories of prayer, what you're expected to do when you pray after prayers. Beautiful. So, and we trust the Lord that this has actually been a great blessing to you. Praise God. On today's episode, we'll be talking about praying God's word. Praying God's word. I really need to emphasize on that because listen to what I didn't say. I did not say praying man's word. I said praying God's word. So there is really a clear difference between praying God's word and praying with word, right? Praying with word is different from praying God's word. You have to be specific. Even when you speak, you say, what are you speaking? You're speaking God's word. You are not just speaking word. So it shows that praying God's word is more potent. In fact, it is the only language that God understands. He understands his word. So it is more potent than speaking words, than speaking positive words. As much as positive words, you know, speakings are great, but they cannot be compared with speaking God's word. Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is alive and powerful. So when we pray and speak God's word, we are coming into an agreement with God. That's one of the things you should understand when it comes to praying God's word. When you pray God's word, you are coming into alignment with his word. Yes. And when you come in alignment with God's word, you're coming in alignment with his will also. So imagine you praying, you know, just speaking words, good words, like nice words. No. It is actually different from speaking God's word. God's word builds faith in your heart. Like, the faith is not what you'll be able to explain because it is rooted in God. So, praying God's word, we establish God's word in your heart. There's no how you want to keep speaking, you know, just speak about anything, you know, just say one or two things here and there and you feel that, okay, you are keeping God's word. No. If you have not prayed God's word, you are not keeping the word in your heart. So, again, praying God's word gives a sustaining power. You cannot build power with just mere words. Like, you hear people say words are powerful. But the scripture is saying in the book of Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is alive and powerful. So you should take it serious. So you get a sustaining power to stay on the word when you pray with God's word. And God's word strengthens our emotions. You can imagine me speaking your word every time. Like, you imagine how you're going to feel about it. You will feel excited, right? So how much more speaking God's word every time? It strengthens you, it helps you, it builds you up. So our effective prayer life actually depends on the use of God's word. Because God's word will reveal his intention to you. You're able to call things forth through God's word. So I encourage you today to begin to pray with God's word. Do not just pray with your own words. I understand praying, you understand praying in your spirit. But the word of God is alive and powerful, quick enough to cause a change, to generate tremendous power. So be encouraged to pray God's word every day. Be encouraged to pray God's word over every situation. And the word of God is going to sustain and keep you. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you. Welcome feedback. Thank you.